Meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 45. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 20. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Daytime highs approaching 47. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tong. A leading Kansas civil rights organization says an estimated 30,000 people living in the state should be informed they have the right to vote. The American Civil Liberties Union of Kansas launched a campaign to reach out to Kansans with felony records and encourages them to register to vote and to participate in local, state, and national elections. The ACLU's current goal is to register a minimum of 2,400 eligible voters in Kansas. A man arrested in Mexico for the murder of two people in January 2020 at the hotel at Water Walk in Wichita is scheduled for sentencing today. In October, 37-year-old Kyle Young pled guilty to the murder of 27-year-old George Kirksey and 22-year-old Alicia Roman. Kirksey and Roman were inside a hotel room when the suspect, identified as Young, entered the room, fired multiple shots, and then fled on foot. Investigators located him in Mexico and made an arrest. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Grammy-nominated artist, performer, and songwriter Marcus King is coming to Newkirk.
Oh, give me that rock and roll.
Live at Seven Clans First Council Resort Casino, Saturday, December 2nd. Get tickets at the Seven Clans Players Club or sevenclans.com. Marcus King, live in concert December 2nd. At Seven Clans First Council Resort Casino in Newkirk.
Governor Laura Kelly today announced that the Kansas Department of Revenue will pause production on the license plate design revealed last Wednesday and create a process to receive public input before selecting a final design. The governor's office will share more details on license plate options, the voting process, and how the announcement impacts the transition from embossed to print-on-demand plates soon. Kansas wildlife officials say a game warden rescued a duck hunter who was suffering from hypothermia over the weekend. The incident happened Sunday evening at the Murray Descent National Wildlife Refuge in Linn County, which is in eastern Kansas. The State Department of Wildlife and Parks said a game warden responded to locate and rescue a duck hunter who was going into shock due to hypothermia. The hunter was recovered and then transported by EMS to a local hospital for treatment. The hunter's identity and condition were not released. However, a friend of the hunter said on Monday on social media that the hunter has been discharged from the hospital and is recovering. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Linn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. An Omaha man is headed to prison for his role in a murder. Brandon Bongers, 27, pleaded no contest yesterday to attempted felony assault in the death of 68-year-old Gary Liu of Omaha, who was found dead in a ditch in Lancaster County, northeast of Crete, in April. Bongers was accused of assaulting Liu with two others at his Omaha home in April. He pled his assault charge down last month to attempted first-degree assault. Two others, Jacob and Justin Thornley, will be sentenced for their roles in the murder on Wednesday. Two teenage girls are in custody after the Nebraska State Patrol said they led troopers on a chase in a stolen car in Lincoln. It happened around 9:30 p.m. on Sunday when police learned that a Hyundai Elantra had just been stolen from the area of 17th and South Streets. The driver was a 13-year-old female, and the passenger was a 17-year-old female. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Grammy-nominated artist, performer, and songwriter Marcus King is coming to Newkirk. Oh,
give me that rock and roll.
Live at Seven Clans First Council Resort Casino, Saturday, December 2nd. Get tickets at the Seven Clans Players Club or sevenclans.com. Marcus King, live in concert December 2nd. At Seven Clans First Council Resort Casino in Newkirk.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A representative with High Plains Resources met with Marshall County commissioners last week, advising that company will be doing seismic testing in western Marshall County starting this spring. They're studying for the presence of hydrogen and helium pockets, and crews will remain on public roads, which will not be closed to traffic. Studies are planned in Marshall, Washington, Riley, Clay, and McPherson counties in Kansas. Test wells were drilled this past year north of Blue Rapids, and more are planned into 2024 in the Barnes and Greenleaf areas. Washington County Commissioners last week discussed a proposal to advertise for an economic development and tourism director. They are considering a combined position, but have not defined particulars as to salary or a timeline for hiring. Washington and Jefferson counties have reached an agreement with TC Energy for repair of a county road near Steel City, with bids to be approved for work this next spring. An initial estimate of $6 million was mentioned for addressing potholes, loose asphalt, and bumps in the road, which were aggravated by heavy truck traffic during the recent oil spill cleanup. Nemahal County Commissioners heard an offer from Tom Gudenkoff with P&J Solid Waste Management to purchase the Nemahal County Transfer Station. Commissioners advised they would take the offer under consideration. In open forum, Lori Schmelsley expressed concern with bias from the Planning Commission with regard to wind farm development, noting the revenue that wind farms could generate for Nemahal County. Following discussion with a Kansas Department of Transportation representative, a motion was approved unanimously to accept a $25,000 offer for a detour as the state will close K-9 near V Road for a box culvert installation. Nemahal County had initially suggested negotiation with concerns that in past, payments may have not completely covered additional maintenance expenses. They were assured the state will maintain open dialogue going forward. Emergency Preparedness Director suggested a public meeting to consider a resolution for burn bans during red flag warnings. Commissioners advised they would like to look into the idea further before scheduling a public meeting. A motion was passed unanimously to include a $50 gift certificate with Nemahal County employee payroll in November. The annual Frankfort Giving Day is Tuesday, November 28, supporting over 30 local nonprofits and charitable causes. Donate online anytime at frankfortgives.org or in person Tuesday from 7 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. at the Allstat Gallery. Donation forms are available at the First National Bank in Frankfort and can also be mailed to the Frankfort Community Foundation at Box 186 in Frankfort. Those donations November 28th will qualify toward 50% matching funds. Endow Waterville is concluding their annual match event this month, and contributions can be made through the Kansas Rural Center Foundation website. For information, phone 785-456-8444. Those contributions before November 30th qualify for matching funds. A fatality accident in Gage County was discovered Thursday morning after 40-year-old Leroy Lopez of Beatrice was reported missing by family. His vehicle was found down a creek embankment some 5 miles south of Claytonia along West Chestnut Road, and the driver, Leroy Lopez, was dead at the scene. No Bingo Tuesday at the Marysville American Legion. Again, No Bingo Tuesday at the Marysville American Legion. James R. Jim Nordis, age 88, of Marysville, passed away November 25th. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30, with the rosary at 10 from St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jim Nordis. Barbara K. Barb Ray, age 82, of Wymore, passed away November 26th. Funeral service Thursday, 1:30, at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Barb Ray. Ronald L. Ron Jaquist, age 82, of Marysville, passed away November 23rd. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 6 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Ron Jaquist. Emma Maxine Stewart, age 94, of Washington, passed away November 25th. Celebration of life service Friday, 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Washington. Burial Friday, 2 p.m. at the Frankfort City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 4 until 8 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Maxine Stewart.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder, what's next? Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Enjoy Christmas favorites and brand new surprises with the King's Singers as they perform the holiday classics. The King's Singers Christmas is Saturday, December 2nd, 7 p.m. in the Marysville High School Auditorium. Tickets are $20 and can be purchased at MarshallCountyArts.org or call or text 785-859-4260. Experience the beautiful harmonies of the Grammy Award-winning group as they kick off their North American tour in Marysville. Sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 20s. More sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Then partly cloudy skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s. Cooler into Thursday, partly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-40s, northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25, and mostly cloudy throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper teens and mid-20s, north winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Even cooler on Friday, partly sunny with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s, and mostly cloudy skies into Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. A small chance for some rain showers throughout the day on Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 40s, and more rain possible over Saturday night, cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Then sunshine into Sunday with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late November 49, record high on this date 73, the average low 27, and the record low 9 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:25, sunset this evening at 506.
Not just any elevated peak can be called a mountain. We will tell you how they make the grade today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, November 28th, the 332nd day of the year. Bandleader Paul Schaefer has a birthday, and the Grand Ole Opry was first broadcast on this day in 1925. Most of us know the difference between a hill and a mountain instinctively, but among people who classify such things, there are strict ground rules. The defining characteristic of a mountain isn't its shape or altitude, but its prominence. Picture a series of peaks in a mountain range. Prominence is how far one peak descends before ascending to the next peak. To be classified as a singular mountain, the degree of prominence required is commonly between 1,000 and 1,500 feet. And now you know the difference between a mountain and a molehill. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Trey Stahl. Kansas State quarterback Will Howard has entered the transfer portal just 2 days after the end of the 2023 regular season. The Pennsylvania native announced he will be entering the portal as a graduate transfer on Monday afternoon. In 4 years with the Wildcats, Howard did become the program's all-time leader in passing touchdowns and led K-State to a Big 12 championship last year after taking the starting role about halfway through the season. Entering 2023 as a full-time starter for the first time, Howard led K-State to an 8-4 record. The Kansas City Chiefs control their own destiny for the AFC's number one seed and a bye during the AFC wildcard weekend, but tickets are set to go on sale in case the Chiefs end up playing a game that week. The Chiefs said Monday that tickets for a potential AFC wildcard home game, which would happen if Kansas City wins the AFC West, but winds up either the 2, 3, or 4 seed, will go on sale Wednesday at 11 a.m. Mid-American Network Sports.
It's truck season and time to make your truck work for you, whether you're tailgating, hunting, hauling, or cruising. Toppers Plus Truck Accessories will get you truck season ready. Rhino Linings is the leader in sprayed-on truck bed liners, and Toppers Plus is your Rhino dealer. Rhino truck bed liners outperform all plastic drop-in rubber mats and paint-like coatings. They won't crack, peel, or warp, and include a nationwide lifetime warranty. Nothing beats a Rhino. Call 942-2864 or visit toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
What exactly does it mean to strive? To us, it's the only real way to achieve. To strive is to be driven, to put yourself out there, far from safe spaces and comfort zones, to take all the right risks and fearlessly embrace change, seeking to accomplish what others call impossible. Strive, a bold visionary banking mindset backed by the experience and responsive resources to help accomplish your impossible. Strive, it's how you achieve.
Kansas graduate senior guard Kevin McCullough Jr. has been named the Big 12 Player of the Week, as announced by the conference yesterday. In three games at the 2023 All-State Maui Invitational, McCullough averaged 20 points and 8.3 rebounds per game. Two of those games were against fellow top 10 opponents. It's the first Big 12 Player of the Week award for the San Antonio, Texas native. He and the Jayhawks are back in action at Allen Fieldhouse tonight, 7 o'clock, hosting Eastern Illinois. Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid is widely recognized as one of the greatest coaches in NFL history. On Sunday, he accomplished a feat no other coach has done. Reid won his 125th career game as a Chiefs coach, passing Hank Stram for the record. That also makes him the first NFL coach to hold that distinction for two teams. He also won 130 games in Philadelphia. He ranks fourth on all-time coaching victories list at 255. Mid-America Network Sports.
Twin Valley All-League 8-Man Football First Team offensive honors went to Axtell seniors Grady Bussing, Grant Bussing, and Sawyer Dieters, as well as juniors Brandon Schmelsley and Eli Brocksterman. Clifton Clyde's Trent Long, Frankfurt senior Wyatt Keller, junior Lane Loisau, sophomore Wes Anderson, and Gavin Turk, senior from Lynn. Second team selections include Landon Schmitz of Axtell, Drayden Reed, Lachlan Fite, and Broden Cook of Clifton Clyde, Carter Olson of Frankfurt, Hanover's Cameron Gideman, Ryken Stahlbaumer and Levi Griffith, and Washington County's Miles Miller and Octavian Cardenas. TVL, All-League 8-Man First Team Defensive Honors went to Axtell senior Sawyer Dieters, Grant Bussing and Grady Bussing, juniors Eli Brockstrom and Brandon Schmelsley, Frankfurt seniors Wyatt Keller and Lane Loisau, as well as Clifton Clyde senior Trent Long and junior Oliver Norbert. Second team selections, Rylan Bussing of Axtell, Landon Sump of Blue Valley, Lachlan Fight of Clifton Clyde, Brock Armstrong of Frankfort, Tanner Bruna from Hanover, Dylan Oldie and Gavin Turk of Lynn, and Washington County's Miles Miller, Gavin LeDuc, and Octavian Cardenas.
Nothing says holidays like a poinsettia. Make this year's celebration brighter than ever with Poinsettia Poinsettias. You'll enjoy vibrant colors from the whitest white to beautiful shades of pink and red. Poinsettia's compact size and abundant flowers put on quite a display in any holiday decor. Brighten tabletops and mantles with poinsettias or use them as a centerpiece and create instant ambience. Purchase Poinsettia Poinsettias at your favorite garden center, big box store, and other plant retailer. Enjoy the beauty of the holidays while expanding your landscape with a living Christmas tree. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Locate a nursery or Christmas tree farm that sells living trees. Select a tree suited to your holiday celebration, landscape design, and growing conditions. Dig a hole, if your ground isn't frozen, large enough to accommodate the tree. Cover the hole to avoid injury and store the soil in a frost-free location. Keep your tree outdoors in a protected location and water as needed. Move the tree inside just prior to your celebrations. Minimize its time indoors so it won't start growing and need to remain inside until the weather is right for planting. Gradually move dormant trees outdoors after the holidays. Once adapted, plant, water, and mulch, and protect it from winter wind and sun the first season. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Ring in the holiday season with Marysville's Small Town Christmas opening Saturday, December 2nd. Shop Marysville businesses starting at 9 a.m. From noon until 2, enjoy the live nativity plus mule rides while Elsa and her live band perform Christmas carols. At 1:30, gather at the historic courthouse with your best elf helper or four-legged friend for the Elf King and Queen Contest and Dog Costume Contest, with the royalty featured in the parade at 2 p.m. See Santa at his house until 4:30 and be filled with the holiday spirit with Marysville's Small Town Christmas opening Saturday, December 2nd.
When about 800 folks wearing strange clothes begin crossing the nation, they are bound to get noticed. That was the case for this group that wound up in Iowa. Their story is an interesting look at creating a new home and a new land. And it's today's edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
In the 1830s and 1840s, there was growing unrest in the Netherlands as the government began to impose rules restricting the freedom of worship. Some citizens began a movement that would result in their immigration to the United States.
There was a group of young men who really took up this torch and made it their passion and their call.
Jesse Galligan shares the story from the Pella Historical Museums and the town that those immigrants would ultimately establish in America.
A lot of the people who came over in 1847 were farmers, and the land here was rich and ready to be farmed.
As a group of Dutch immigrants made their way to Iowa, they were certainly noticed. not only for what seemed peculiar dress compared to others already living in the area, but also for how they made their voyage across the Atlantic.
The captain and crew of the ship talked about how the Dutch were the cleanest, most hardworking group of people they'd ever seen. The ship was not clean enough for the Dutch immigrants, so they took to work scouring the deck and getting everything clean enough for their standards.
The group of about 800 people considered settling in several locations, inside and outside of the U.S. But Iowa, with its fertile land that had recently been open for settlement, was the place they decided to put down roots. The name of the city they built has special significance.
Pella came from a town that is mentioned in the Bible. It was a town, and the name means city of refuge.
And Pella has lived up to that title as a city of refuge many times over the years, welcoming immigrants from many nations who came to this country seeking peace from war and discrimination they faced in their homeland. This city is certainly not something stuck in the past, though, as their heritage lives on today. That story next time as we travel the countryside in Pella, Iowa. I'm Andrew McCray.
Waterville's Christmas on Commercial is Saturday, December 2nd. Mrs. Claus Storytime at 3:30 in the library. Kids' craft and activities will fill Commercial Street from 4 until 6. A cruise will roll through the streets of Waterville at 4:30, Santa arriving at 5. Free Will Soup dinner inside the community center at 5:30 with drawings for hams, turkeys, and beef every half hour. Roll on to Waterville December 2nd for Christmas on Commercial. An invitation from Cottage Hill Ag Supply, Route 77 Corner Stores, and Blue Valley Technologies.
Cottage Hill Ag Supply makes precision planting work for you. Put their experience and exceptional customer service to work when planning for the next planting season. Check their test plot results with quality seed lines, including AgriGold and NC Plus. Set up assistance with your planner and adjustments as needed help you be more efficient. As a fellow farmer, Darren Jacobson can share his experience if you're new to precision planting. Count on top quality products with expert service and a commitment to go above and beyond for their customers. Go online to CottageHillAgSupply.com.
Looking for a spot to refuel you or the whole team? Make the Route 77 Corner Store your ultimate pit stop. From Hunt Brothers Pizza and soft serve ice cream in Blue Rapids to hand-breaded fried chicken and fish in Waterville, fountain drinks, snacks, and sweet treats. Save on fuel with the Dino Pay app every time you hit the road. To take a break or stay on the go, let the Route 77 Corner Stores of Blue Rapids and Waterville fuel you up for your next road trip.
Ho, ho, ho! All the beautiful sounds of the holiday season. The season of friends and family who gather to eat, drink,
and share the Wi-Fi.
That's right. Enjoy uninterrupted connectivity with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies.
Find out more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Celebrate the season with Waterville's Christmas on Commercial this Saturday with Cottage Hill Ag Supply, Route 77 Corner Stores, and Blue Valley Technologies.
As daylight gets shorter, hens tend to stop laying. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If you keep the chickens comfy with light and warmth, they'll reward you with more eggs as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Looking for a herbicide as versatile and reliable as your favorite pocket knife? Anthem Flex Herbicide offers the versatility you need to keep your crops clean. Protect your wheat this season with unmatched flexibility and extended residual control of broadleaf weeds and tough grasses, including Italian ryegrass. Minimize resistance and help maximize yields with Anthem Flex Herbicide. Visit your FMC retailer or ag.fmc.com to learn more. Always read and follow all label directions.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
morning routine of collecting eggs from the chicken flock is probably going a lot faster because you're finding fewer eggs. Many hens stop or slow down egg production during the winter. The lack of daylight and cooler temperatures tell their bodies to rest. Extension poultry specialist Jesse Lyons at the University of Missouri says if you want to convince your hens to keep laying, they'll need supplemental daylight.
It takes about 12 hours or so day length to get the birds stimulated to where they start laying. Up to about 16 to 17 hours or so, somewhere in there, is probably the maximum day length that will stimulate the birds.
The light has to be constant, and if you have a timer set for, say, 14 hours of light and the egg production slows down, Lyon recommends adding another half hour so the hens think springtime is coming. The type of lighting used doesn't really matter, and it doesn't take much.
You can use some of the fluorescent lights, but in cold environments, some of these lights will not come on. You know, if it gets down too cold in the building, well, then the light wouldn't come on. Many poultry houses use the relatively inexpensive incandescent light. One light bulb would keep 15 or 20 chickens happy to where they can see and walk around and eat and be stimulated by the light.
Provide a diet that is balanced for protein and calcium. More feed may be required to give them the extra energy they need for maintaining body heat and egg laying. You can also use an infrared heat lamp for a couple of hours to warm them up. Lyon says that on really cold days, some flocks will cut back in egg production. But when a warmer day or two appears, you'll see more eggs again. Find more winter egg production tips at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
KNDY.
Ooh.
Did you know that your baby
your baby boy is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nation?
Do you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect land?
Let all rejoice with one great voice and sing For Christ is Born. Please join the Marshall County Community Choir for their Christmas cantata, The Promise of a King, Sunday, December 3rd at 2 p.m. at the Marysville Methodist Church Fellowship Hall at 1500 North Street. Performances also include a piano duet and the Marysville Evangelical United Church of Christ bell ringers. Please enter on the north side of the building. Have a merry musical Christmas.
KNDY.
The farm workforce is getting younger. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm: Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of precision farming tools that connect your entire operation year-round. Planter, Ag Leader It. Sprayer, Ag Leader It. Combine, Ag Leader It. Farm data, you guessed it, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. More and more young people are joining the workforce on America's farms and ranches. Marcia Salzwedel from the National Children's Center for Rural and Agricultural Health and Safety says the 875,000 youths employed in farm work now are mostly farm kids, but about 250,000 are off-farm hires.
And those numbers might be underestimates. We do know that the number of youth that are working both on farms and in general occupations has been going up. And we know that there's a lot of causes for that, not the least of which is the current labor shortages that we're experiencing in the U.S. You know, some of it's caused by the retiring baby boomers. We had quite a few deaths, especially of our older farmers and stuff during the COVID-19 pandemic. There's some tighter restrictions in immigration. So there's a lot of things that are contributing to the labor shortages that we're experiencing here. Also seeing a rise in the number of unaccompanied migrant children that are coming into the country. And also the COVID-19 pandemic kind of worsened the poverty and economic insecurity of a lot of families. And so some of those kids are starting to take on jobs now to help support their families as well.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The Notice Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of new 2024 Chevy Silverado pickups. The LTZ71 packages with a 1500 and 2500 available. A new 2023 Silverado 1500. It's the LTZ71 package too. New pickups awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
KNDY.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, as you know, regulatory battles are never over in really any industry, but especially the U.S. cattle industry. However, they say that as we look back at 2023, there have been great victories over the past few years. As Ethan Lane, the Senior Vice President of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association out of Oklahoma City, says it's been a good year of some victories.
There's no question that the current regulation that was put forward and then changed after that Supreme Court ruling is a win for the cattle industry and for farmers. By
any measure. It eliminates 65% of the potential waters or, you know, sandy bottom washes or prairie potholes that would have been included in that original rule are now not included or exempt given that new definition or that new structure. But the way they crafted that rule, they failed to define a lot of the important terms in there. You know, that federal nexus component is still a little bit open-ended. That litigation piece is going to continue in an effort to make sure that that refinement happens.
He goes on to say that they are hopeful for a solid final ruling to be in place over the next few months. However, other battles continue, including the battle with the Endangered Species Act.
You know, this is something that comes back over and over and over again. I mean, you have a broken Endangered Species Act, but an agency in charge of it that refuses to recognize that it's broken. If you had a car with tires that were slashed and you were running on the rims, you would pull over and fix the tire. Almost 50 years into the Endangered Species Act, there's no interest in Fish and Wildlife in fixing the tire. They're just going to keep running on the rim. And we're seeing that in how they're implementing it with the lesser prairie chicken and this sort of rusty lawn chair split management approach. And there's a 40 in the north and an endangered listing in the south. It's an incredibly poorly written rule.
He goes on to say that that fight against the lesser prairie chicken is just one of the ongoing battles.
We're in court on that one as well with some other stakeholders. We're seeing challenges like that out west. They're trying to reintroduce the grizzly bear to the North Cascades ecosystem in Washington State. We're continuing to fight the gray wolf. The Endangered Species Act is still one of the biggest Achilles heel problems of the cattle industry nationwide.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Steckline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns@manradio.com. That's ddowns@manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love?
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Peanuts and wheat cause allergic reactions in many people, but there is research underway to develop less allergenic varieties of these foods on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Looking for a herbicide as versatile and reliable as your favorite pocket knife? Anthem Flex Herbicide offers the versatility you need to keep your crops clean. Protect your wheat this season with unmatched flexibility and extended residual control of broadleaf weeds and tough grasses, including Italian ryegrass. Minimize resistance and help maximize yields with Anthem Flex Herbicide. Visit your FMC retailer or ag.fmc.com to learn more. Always read and follow all label directions.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Several family members who are either allergic to peanuts or to gluten in wheat. There is hope that someday they can eat these products. Sachin Rustagi is a researcher and assistant professor of molecular breeding at Clemson University. He's studying how to use plant breeding and genetic engineering to develop less allergenic varieties of wheat and peanuts. However, it's a tough nut to crack. For example, he says the gluten isn't a single protein. It's a group of many different proteins, which makes it tough on plant breeders.
So it's not like a single gene we are talking like. So if we are talking one locus on the chromosome, it carries several copies of these genes that code for these allergenic or immunogenic proteins. So same in the peanuts, there are multiple copies of these genes. There are 16 proteins already known to cause allergies.
He says not all gluten causes allergies in humans. Shutting off what they call the master regulator protein for the allergenic gluten genes in wheat could produce varieties with lower levels of gluten. A similar approach would work in peanuts.
In peanuts, they are also doing a large germplasm screen. So there's a large set of germplasm existing in USDA. And we also have access to international germplasm from South Asia. We identified some lines that were already quite low in proteins. You'll not be able to have like something which will be completely lacking all allergens, but it will be reduced allergensity.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about the research on making peanuts and wheat less allergenic at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network community. Hoosier, as we move through a Tuesday today, market wrapping up here in just a little bit. We'll see how we close on the day after some interesting numbers. Corn still struggling a little bit, but wheat and soybeans definitely seeing some major gains. Livestock jumped up into the green, rebounding from some of the big losses earlier in the week as well. December corn, though, still struggling. December corn down by 3.5 cents at 452 even a bushel. And the March corn down 1.5 cents at 473 and at 3/4. In the wheat market, December KC wheat's up 20 cents on the day to 610 even. March up 18.25 at 614 and 3/4 of a cent. Oats today a little bit lower. December down 14.75 to 350 and a half a cent. The March oats down 13.75 at 366 and a half a cent as well. And the beans, January soybeans up 17 cents at 13.46 and 3/4. The March beans up 17 at 13.65 and a quarter. Meal market, December meals down 6.60 on the day to 4.52 and 10 cents, with the January down 3.5 at 4.33 and at 10 cents. And the soybean oil, December's in the green, $1.29 at 53.20, with the January up $1.70 at 52 and 76 cents. Canola market, January's up 7.10 at 709.40, with the cotton market slightly higher, up right now 20 cents at 78.79. The March cotton up 49 cents at 79.75 of a cent. Looking at the U.S. dollar index today, we're seeing a little bit lower numbers here. December index down 33 cents at 102.77. The March index down 30 cents at 102.43. We have the euro sitting at 109 today, the Japanese yen at 67 cents, British pound at 126. 30-year bonds for the day slightly higher, up almost a half a point at 116.5. 10-year notes are sitting up in the green slightly at 109 at 10 right now. Stock market mostly higher, with the Dow Jones up 71 points at 35,404. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rustyek Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
It's the extravagant Black Friday sale. Now through November 30th, we only have zeros for you. Zero down, zero payments until January 2024, 0% APR financing for up to 60 months on all new SUVs.
Rustyek Ford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
Let's keep the zeros going and take a bunch off the price. We're taking up to $15,000 off MSRP on brand new F-150s. Plus, you'll get a $500 gift card with the purchase of all new or used vehicles during our extravagant weekend.
Absolutely unbeatable.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money. Finance offers are with approved credit. Not all will qualify. Interest accrues from date of sale. $16.67 per month for 1,000 finance. Excludes negative equity. Up to 60,000 MSRP in stock excludes Bronco. Offers cannot be...
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. Producers may be making management decisions that involve expanding their herd. K-State beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff discusses disease concerns with introducing a new animal into the herd. He begins by explaining how diseases can be transmitted through animals.
With new animal introductions, a great way to think about it is all animals in their own individual farms have been exposed to different types of pathogens. Now, when we take animals and we transfer them to a new area, well, now we have animals that have different types of pathogens, that they have different levels of immunity to different things, and then we put them all together. It's the basics of commingling. That new introduction, it can bring things from its home farm. It can actually be carrying or being a carrier of a disease of concern. So what do we do about it? You know, and I think it comes down to the basics of how disease spreads. So disease can spread nose to nose. That's kind of the one thing we always think about. But also bloodborne transmission. You know, we have a few diseases of concern that are transmitted through blood and can be transmitted either through needles like vaccine needles or from external parasites like ticks, right? So we have some of those. We have diseases that can be transmitted through fecal material. So as they defecate and it builds up in the environment, that can actually spread to the rest of the group.
Tarpoff shares how quarantine can be one option for helping keep the current herd healthy when producers have purchased new animals to expand their herd.
Quarantine truly is an important time for cattle. Okay, we can bring in new herd introductions. We can segregate them from the rest of the home herd. We can wait 30, 45 days. If they do have any transient viruses, let's say, well, it's going to circulate through those animals and they're going to be healthy and happy and go lucky. They can get introduced to some of our new management, our water, our nutrition, the new environment, the fences. They kind of get a good grasp where they calm down. Then we can slowly introduce those animals to the rest of the home herd.
He lists steps people can take when they are ready to introduce new animals to their home herd.
Before you buy them and before you have questions, contact your local vet. Make sure you go through how do I introduce these animals to my home vaccine herd health plan, what parasites I might have to treat for. After that, pre-plan and understand when you're going to bring them in, who you're going to purchase them from, what you're going to do, how long you're going to quarantine them, and hopefully we get moisture and we have good pasture conditions for whenever this expansion occurs.
That was Kansas State University beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff on what producers can do when they are getting ready to bring new animals into their herd. Taking care of the livestock producers already own is especially important when there are new animals being introduced that could have unknown health concerns. For more information and Tarpoff's article, visit www.ksubeef.org. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
I know it takes good hands to place the winning kick. This is Jack Bloomer, holder of the Big 12 champion Kansas State Wildcats. Inline Construction of Marysville specializes in concrete, commercial, and residential construction. Call them today at 785-562-5525 to plan and execute your building project. When you hire Inline, rest assured, you'll be in good hands from start to finish.
Single flurry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry, so climb down the chimney, put up the brightest string of lights I've ever seen, slice up the fruitcake, it's time we hung some tinsel on that evergreen bough, for I've grown a little leaner, grown a little colder, grown a little sadder, grown a little
you well to live each living day.
Fill up the
chimney. It's been a long time since I've got good neighborly.
Slice up the fruitcake. It's time we hung some tinsel on that bayberry bough. For we need a little music, need a little laughter, need a little singing, breaking through the rudder, and we need a little snapping, happy ever after, need a little Christmas
music just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.